Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The U.S. Small Business Administration announced on August 21st an extension of the 8A Business Development Bonafide Place of Business Requirement moratorium through September 30th, 2024, allowing business development program participants the opportunity to forego the requirement of having an established physical presence in a location to be awarded any construction contract through the 8A program.
This was started during the COVID pandemic when folks weren't initially having a location where someone can walk in,
explained Cliff Cochran, director of the Kenai Peninsula Small Business Development Center. Based on the feedback received from the Alaska 8A community and congressional stakeholders, this modification to the business development program has made it easier for small and disadvantaged businesses to be eligible for 8A construction contract awards. This modification continues to be well received by other federal agencies seeking to increase construction procurement opportunities with small and disadvantaged businesses across the country, but especially in rural and small remote areas like Alaska, with population densities lower than the national average. During the moratorium, any program participant seeking an 8A construction contract, either on a sole source or competitive basis, will not be required to have or establish a bona fide place of business requirement in any specific geographic location. Cochran offered some of the moratorium's potential implications for local contractors.
They're extending that just because lots of businesses have had to pivot. I guess kind of a local example would be like a handyman type business where the guy's like working out of a truck, or an electrician where a guy's working out of a truck, and they don't necessarily maintain an office, but they're just still doing work.
Find out more about the SBA's moratorium extension by visiting this article at RadioKenai.com. The National Weather Service released an alert Thursday evening to the western Kenai Peninsula, warning of high water levels in the Kenai Lake and downstream into the Kenai River and Cooper Landing area. According to the alert, the Moose Glacier Dammed Lake has begun releasing, which will result in an inundation of water into the Kenai Lake and river. The alert was reposted twice on Friday morning with additional details regarding potential impact areas. The NWS is estimating the Quartz Creek Campground boat ramp will be submerged and for water to encroach on campsites near the lake. At the Snow River Primrose Campground, minor flooding is likely. Based on data collected from a similar release in the fall of 2015, the NWS projects the Snow River is expected to see high water levels on Sunday, September 10th, around 10 a.m., where the NWS is projecting a peak at 13 feet. Likewise, Cooper Landing waters are projected to crest Sunday night, peaking at approximately 13 feet as well on September 10th at around 10 p.m. The alert states, there is a lot of uncertainty with this event as this particular glacier-dammed lake does not release regularly. Please monitor local river levels and forecasts for the latest updates. Alaska State Troopers made an arrest on Tuesday related to vandalism at Sterling Elementary. KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana files this report.
A Nikiski man has been captured after causing thousands of dollars worth of damages and thefts to Sterling Elementary School. Alaska State Troopers responded to a report of vandalism on July 31st at approximately 9:15 a.m. After reviewing the school's footage from the night before, an affidavit written by Alaska State Trooper L. John McDonald determined that the vandalism and theft was sometime between 2 a.m. and 2:30 a.m. In the footage, two men are shown climbing onto the school's rooftop. From there, they broke the ventilation ducts along with other various items and then tossed it all to the ground. The pair then proceeded to get off the roof and started to hit lights attached to the outer perimeter of the school. The duo left the school, but now without stealing one of the school's light fixtures. According to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, there were upwards of $16,100 worth of property damage, as well as stolen items costing $250. Further investigations identified one of the culprits as 19-year-old Aiden Fleming from Nikitsky. The Soldotna Police Department also connected Fleming to a separate incident on vandalism that took place recently at Soldotna Elementary School. Troopers then arrested and booked him into Wildwood pre-trial on charges of first-degree criminal trespassing, third-degree theft, and third-degree criminal mischief. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
An Alaska village has water hookups for the first time. KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana files this report.
The arrival of indoor plumbing in an Alaskan village is a godsend for residents who can now turn on tap for their drinking water or start a machine to do their laundry. But most of all, they're grateful to say goodbye to the honey bucket. The final water and sewer hookups came this spring and summer in Akiachak. Health officials say the plumbing is more than a convenience, it's critical for better health. For KSRM, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.